My name is Rafał Wojczal. I'm from band Trupa Trupa.
And my name is Grzegorz Kwiatkowski. I'm a member of Trupa Trupa.
Well, welcome to South by Southwest. Tell me a little bit about how your experiences have been going so far.
You know, we are here from yesterday, really, and but it's the last that we are here for the second time. So we know a bit about this festival. The vibe is really crazy, and we didn't see this kind of vibe and situation in any other place in the world. So
yeah,
it's really crazy, full of mess situation, but we really enjoy it.
Yeah, the weather is good. There are a lot of people, you know, a lot of music all around the place, and we just enjoy it. That's it.
And how have your shows gone?
Tonight we play the first show in the Hotel Vegas on the Levitation Showcase, and tomorrow we play in the Austin Levitation Center.
Convention
Center, yeah. So we play two shows this year, but for us it's not kind of a breakthrough festival, because we were here 1 year ago, we made kind of a breakthrough, so now we are here in a rather symbolical way as a new sub pop band, and we feel rather comfortable, you know what I mean?
That yeah,
it's not the way that we will live or die. We feel really cool and secure.
So tell me a bit about the sub pop signing. How did that come together? Where did they find you? Well, where did you find them?
Yeah, actually, we know the founder of Sub Pop, Jonathan Poneman, for many years. He's a bit connected to Poland. But anyway, knowing him is not enough to be signed by Sub Pop. So I think we have an interesting history of our band, interesting albums so far. We played in many great festivals with very good results. So, you know, I think that we were just ready for that, and Sub Pop knew that we were ready for that.
There's nothing to add, you know, you just said everything. We just, this is the normal way. I mean, we were doing some stuff before, you know, previously, and then we just met up with Jonathan Poneman 1 year, and then we stayed in touch, and he knew our music, so basically, you know, we really worked hard to sign in, you know, and that's it.
And you've got a new single out off the back of that. Can you tell me a little bit about that song?
Yeah, it's called Dream About, and it's as usual, every one of us, every of member of a band has got different idea about this song. Everyone has got different idea about the band, about the songs. We've got a democracy inside, so for Rafał it's different, for me it's different. For me, it's kind of a Samuel Beckett Lonely Hearts Club Band. On the other hand, it sounds like a dream pop.
Yeah.
You know, in our songs, there are always few parts inside one song, few styles. So I guess it's just another songs of Trupa Trupa, but I think we are very satisfied about it.
Yes, we are. You know, everybody in the band plays the song and just have a different picture inside, like we just think about different stuff playing the same songs, and this is why the songs are they have so many layers to think about, to interpret, like you can interpret whatever way you want, but we have our own way to interpret our songs. So this is it.
So does that reflect how you write the music as well? Is it very, very collaborative in that respect?
Yeah, even if someone was writing a song in home, it can be still discussed on the rehearsal, you know what I mean? That it's not your song in the way that don't touch it.
Yeah.
Of course, it's a delicate process. It's not easy.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to be in this kind of democratic band, because there are a lot of comments, stress situation. It's hard to have such family, but it's very satisfying in the way finally we are big friends and finally we are satisfied about this music, so that's most important.
Yeah. And how have you found that's kind of translating to what we're going to hear later this year? You've got an album that'll come out later this year?
Yeah, later this year we'll have our new LP, new Sub Pop LP, and we will tour the world, US, Europe, and I hope Australia.
Hopefully Australia, yeah.
Yeah, I hope so. If you are inviting us, I'm waiting for that. Yeah, I hope we'll tour also Australia. I don't know if this year, but
yeah,
for sure, very soon. Yeah, so it will be very, very, very good year, I hope. very hardworking year.
Yeah.
But for us, it's the most important thing is the spiritual friendship atmosphere inside the band and with relation with the label, yep, with the booking agency. So we are not the band who wants to make career, and that's most important.
Yeah.
So the spiritual stuff is most important.
And is that on the stage as well, that live experience? Is that how you describe the live show as well? You know, spiritual and...
yeah, I think that it's we are more connected to each other than to the audience, really, on the gig. Yeah, the most important thing is the connection between us and then the audience. And it's not that we are arrogant or we don't care about the audience, but this is just how it is.
Yeah, we come over to perform, to play the show for the audience, of course, but once we start playing, we just try to focus on music and we just look at ourselves most of the time. And of course, well, I bet audience enjoy the show too, but we try to make it best as connecting to each other as a band members, and just make some decent music and be a vessel for the audience. That's it.
Yeah.
And after South by Southwest, what's next for you?
We'll play a few shows in Europe. Yeah. And then we are waiting for the release date.
Yeah.
And we wait for announcing of a tour. Yeah. But now we can say about the details.
But what can we expect from the album? What do you hope? What do you hope people
experience? It will be fucking great. That's it, man. Yeah.
What more needs to be said?
Yeah, I agree. I hope it's great.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today.
It was an honor. Thank you. And